This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversation that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you could share with a friend, with family, with a stranger. Stay tuned for more info and updates about wine pairings and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. We're back. A few more days have gone by, and we're here to chat again about food and wine and how they go together. Today, the conversation is around Barolo. Barolo is an Italian wine from the Piedmont region, northern parts of Italy and mountainous regions. Beautiful wines, Nebbiolo-based grape. Barbarescu is another one. Lots of little micro regions in those mountainous areas, and they produce some fabulous, fabulous wines. I love wines from the Piedmont region. They're so approachable. They're herbaceous and yet fruity. Olives and rustic terroir, truffles, tomatoes, vegetably, but yet rounded with fruit, like some crisp blackberry. Really, really nice. Cherries and currants. I love the wines from that region. And that night that we had it with some risotto, some mushroom risotto. And you're going to say, well, you know, it's hard to make. It's actually quite easy to make. And what we did was we reconstituted some dried mushrooms, some porcini and some cremini in some water. The water was then used to build the broth and the base of the risotto. So once you build the risotto with some garlic and onions, and you put the rice in, you have to use arborio rice because it thickens quite quickly. And the perfect risotto takes about 18 minutes, done correctly. Butter, add some broth in, just enough to cover the rice. And then once it's consumed, you repeat the process until you have this beautifully aromed rice al dente, and you serve it with a Barolo, of course. And this Barolo was just awesome. So the nutty truffle notes from the Cremini went with the truffle notes in the Barolo. And this Marengo 2016 Barolo was to die for. It was just harmony with the risotto. It's probably one of the best meals I've had in a long time. I really, really enjoyed the combination. And then a little piece of bread to sop up the sauce in the end. And voila, wonderful meal. I'd also like to talk about the 2016 vintage in Italy in general. I mean, if you're going to go to Barolo or to Tuscany or to Piedmont or to Tuscany and try these wines, they had outstanding vintages in all of the places. Even their Valpolicella and Amarone wines are outstanding. But the Barolos that I've tasted from Berlotti, Marengo, Bruno Attoni, and a few others were are outstanding wines and they're so youthful. My suggestion is to buy six bottles and put them away and treat yourself every once in a while, like once a year, or give them for to a friend as a gift, that someone that really appreciates wine, they would really appreciate something like this. And the Brunello wines from Banffy, and other places, Fasoli, Altocini, all wonderful wines, very fruit forward. I think that the Italians have decided to change the way they make wines from this, long living wine that takes a decade to age, to something that's a little more fruit forward and approachable now, and still has the ability to age. I think many countries have started to look at American wines and try to copy some of those unique styles, where they're actually making wines that are approachable now but can cellar for a decade or two. Many people don't have the patience, but for wine lovers who have the patience or want to try it right now, these are really great wines. So Barolo and Risotto were outstanding. And here's till the next time, when we talk about more wine pairings and wine sharings on Wine Chatter. Bye for now.